When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, good morning, it's 8 a.m. Hey, what do you guys know about being in full glam, in your pyjamas, under studio lighting at 8 a.m? Do you guys know about that? Because I do. Here I am, it's 8 a.m. on the farm, it's raining, and it's a Tuesday. Episodes come out on a Wednesday, I have a lot of work to do today, and other rooms are true. I've been ill, thank you so much for your well wishes, by the way. Some of you didn't send well wishes, and you have been temporarily banned from the KCCU/SICU. Until further notice, I am so sorry, but that's on you, actually. I was ill last week, and I couldn't release an episode of Self Interrupted, I do apologize. I was in the trenches, slash new word in the SICU, the ravines. If you don't know what a ravine is, it's like a crack in the earth that goes incredibly deep, turns into a cave at earth's core. I only learned about them because of Minecraft, I'm going to be so honest with you. But I've been in the ravines, actually, as of late, and that's due to an illness. I think it's the flu, slash an ear infection, slash the biggest ulcer I've had in my mouth ever in the history of Kit. Yeah, I haven't been well. However, last week I tried. To release an episode, I recorded for 40 minutes, which, by the way, I only record for like an hour, so I was 20 minutes off. But girl, at the end of it, I was like, to the point, you know when you're so ill, you start shaking and you're cold sweat. Ooh, it was bad. It was bad for me. You need to understand, because if I don't tell you, you won't know. I was cold sweats, overcompensating my words because my ulcer was hurting so much because my tooth kept going into my ulcer. God, you guys don't understand how bad it was for me last week. I was trying to push through, but I was shaking. I said, no, enough is enough, Diva. Get out. I just went straight to bed. No, I didn't. I had laser. Oh my gosh. Hi guys, by the way, I'm Kit Costello. Welcome back to my podcast, Self-Interrupted with Kit Costello. I think I'm going to get straight into the catch-up. Is that okay with you? Can I do that? I'm just going to get straight into the catch-up. Now, this is the catch-up of the week where I catch you guys up on what's been going on in my week. Exactly. Like I was about to say, I had laser hair removal on my face. I think I had that the day that I was feeling terribly ill. Wow. That's commitment to the craft. Going to get my face lasered off by a naked, no, not my face, my hair on my face lasered off. Girl, the way I came out of, last week was terrible for me, you guys. I have never felt worse, if I'm going to be completely honest. I was ill to the point of almost passing out. Then I went to get laser, which then made my face swell up to the point where I look like Quagmire from Family Guy. I didn't feel good about myself last week at all. So there's no reason an episode didn't come out. But I have a lot to catch you up on because I have about 2 weeks worth of catching up to do. So I hope you don't mind. First of all, I went to the cinema. Yes, I did. Of course I did. It was great. My local village cinema, fell in love with someone. What is new? It's kind of pissed me off at the moment. I went into the cinema thinking, oh, I bet I'm going to have a crush on someone in here as a joke. Then I did. It was that person behind the bar that gives you the treats. As if I could avoid him, I needed my treats to go into the cinema to enjoy my movie. I'm sorry. So I go over to him and he's like, I don't know, kind of cute vibes. I would say he's roughly a 7 out of 10. He's not terribly, terribly hot, but he's good. He's good enough. And, you know, it's a small village. I'm gonna be in love with anyone at this point, to be honest. So obviously, I'm going to ask for my jelly beans and my ginger beer. I am who I am. And he is just looking at me. Sorry, I know when someone has a crush on me as well. And he did. He did. He was flirting a little bit. And I hated it. Every single second, I was looking at anything other than him. He was like, here's your ginger beer and jelly beer. I was like, girl, I don't see you. I don't see you. I'm sorry. Who's talking? And he was like, do you want ice and a glass for your ginger beer? And I was like, yeah, no, that would be great. And one thing about me is I always overassume what someone's gonna do. So I thought he was gonna pour my drink for me, which I guess is kind of like a diva thing to assume. Like this man that's probably working like minimum wage is gonna pour my drink, bless his heart. No, he does not need to do that. But I was like, yeah, no, are you gonna pour my drink? I didn't say that, but I was just like waiting. And I'd already paid. So he was like, girl, what are you waiting for? And I was like, oh, no, you're so right. So I just took my drink and he was like, enjoy the film. And I was like, oh, you too. Wanted to jump off a cliff. I went up. It was full. It was full of people that were in retirement, which is fine. But everyone was coughing. I went to a Wednesday matinee. Of course, it's going to be full of people in retirement. But girl, it was literally like everyone was just, it was like their last day on earth and they were like dying from a disease. Bless their hearts. Every 10 to 15 seconds, it was, and I was like, baby, this is an enclosed space. What are we coughing for? Now thinking about it, they could have given me this illness. What I thought was kind of shady though, was an ad before the film started was for a hospice. I was like, damn, not the target market. These old people and you're advertising a hospice? That's crazy to me. Okay, let's move on to another point. I got laser. Yes, we already mentioned this. Oh, I started wearing a mask after laser because if you don't know, your face goes completely red. You just need to think like sunburn vibes on the lower half. And it's not very flattering, especially when you get on the Victoria line, which is incredibly hot anyways. Your face just feels like it's burning. So I was like, okay, smart move. I'm gonna bring a face mask, kind of giving 2020 vibes. Yeah, I put my face mask on. I am not joking when I tell you I was sweating down. I was wearing a jumper, a jacket, a face mask. Oh, I was in the trenches. I don't know, maybe next time I just don't wear a face mask and I just have to soak up the judgment from people because my face is completely red. Okay, yeah, then I started feeling ill, podcast attempt. We've already talked about this. Oh, I then went to Emma's actually the day after and I recorded a visualizer for her new song. I started feeling awful. Thank God Emma clocked and she was like, let's go get a Lucozade. Because if you guys don't know the law, Lucozade is always going to come through for me. Now, I'm dead serious when it comes to Lucozades. I'm talking about the Lucozade Sport Fizzy. I don't want the girl, you can keep me, the still Lucozade, keep it, babe. This is not, I am not an 8-year-old on sports day. I'm serious. I need the original flavor Lucozade that's fizzy. Now, I know what you're thinking, get original flavor, that's kind of trenches. No, it's not. When I'm ill, I need the original flavor. When I'm having fun, it's orange or pink, maybe even cherry if we're feeling crazy. But when I'm ill, it's medicine to me. And I need that original flavor Lucozade. I need at least 500 mils, if not a liter. I don't care. You can keep the judgment, baby. I was on death's door. The only thing that was going to revive me was a bit of Lucozade. And if that's all I needed, that's all I needed. Why are you judging? Have I told you guys the story? I have told you the story, but I'm going to rehash it. When I went to a Gay Times event, there was a couple of people from Lucozade at this event. They're really sweet. Me and Emma were talking to them. And they're like, oh yeah, we work at Lucozade. And I was like, well, let me tell you. I grabbed their hands. I said, baby, now listen. Lucozade is the only reason in my life today. Because I had viral fatigue. You guys know about viral fatigue? It's when you can do nothing but stay in bed. You can't even look at your phone screen because you're so exhausted. For no reason. Migraines every single day. The only thing that brought me out of the ravines, Lucozade. And I said to them, for a week straight, I was drinking 1.5 liters of Lucozade. And they gave me the dirtiest. They said, oh, okay. Like, I said, oh, great. You've made this really awkward for me now because now I feel like a disgusting child. Anyway, got a Lucozade, started feeling better. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go home now that I feel better. When I was on the train, oh my gosh, people are pissing me off. When it comes to transport, public, that would be. I was on the train. I felt awful. I was wearing a face mask because my face was still swollen. I was sitting on this train and I was so close to not passing out, but I was very I was close to the feeling of passing out. I was shaky. I was cold sweats vibes. It wasn't good for me. Then on the train, first of all, went home at rush hour. Awful decision. Hated that. On the train home, these guys sat next to me. Oh, I'm starting to get pissed off by men. And I'm tired of pussyfooting around, trying not to crack eggshells around. Men, count your days, actually. These two men sit next to me, stinking of weed. These two men staring at me. Now, have I felt threatened? Yes. Of course I should have. Did I? No. So I just looked at them. They were staring at me, trying to threaten me. I look at them dead in the eyes. I was so over it. I was over the games. I was over the conflama. I said, baby, don't even try me right now. I'm so over it. I'm so over it. So I just stare at them. Hello? And they look away. Damn straight they do. Next point is Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I've been posting over on Instagram regularly. I used to be a little bitch to Instagram, some may say. I was very cautious of what I was uploading. I didn't want to upload too frequently. I'd get upset if there wasn't enough likes or not. Girl, keep it. I uploaded 3 posts in the past couple of weeks and I've never felt so fierce. And all the posts are incredible. I'm sorry. There's so much content from these incredible photographers that I have worked with. Why aren't I posting them? Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I also hit 2K over on Instagram. Thank you so much for the support. Speaking of reaching milestones on social media, we hit 30K on TikTok. Huh? 30,000 kittenators over on TikTok? Oh, it's so serious. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate all of the support over there. It's actually pretty insane. 30,000 people follow me on a social media platform. Like 30,000, that's crazy. Like actually insane. Okay, moving on. Crushes. Oh, you guys, I'm so bored. I'm so tired. I'm so bored. I'm so over it. I have two crushes right now. Mm-hmm. We've narrowed it down. The finalists of the crush. One of the crushes is in real life. So I don't want to talk about him too much because it actually makes me sad because I know that he'll never like me back. Maybe I've said too much. I don't want to talk about it. It's move on. The second crush is on someone on TikTok. But I think there actually could be something there, you guys. Oh my God. So I found this guy on TikTok. That sounds really creepy. I found this guy. I came over this. No, that sounds worse. Wait. No, shut up. I scrolled. I found this guy on TikTok. Okay, shut up. I found this guy on TikTok the other day. And I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. First thing I comment, marriage, please. Please spell PLZ. And I was like, oh, sure. I'm very forward on TikTok nowadays. And you know what? I'm kind of living for it. A couple hours later, he responds, I do, with a wedding chapel emoji. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are we married now? I then realized that he's only replying to my comments. Mind you, this guy has quite a lot of followers. And he's only replying to my comments. And I'm thinking, oh, that's funny. That's so cute. So then I comment on a couple other of his videos, old ones. And he's replying to only my comments. So then I follow him. He doesn't follow me back. However, he only follows like 10 people. So I kind of understand that. He has like a lot of followers and only follows 10. So I guess he just doesn't want to make it bait that, you know, we're in a loving relationship. So then I follow him over on Instagram. The same minute I follow him, he follows me back.
Ah! Everyone stop screaming!
Yeah. Have we spoken? Absolutely not. But I feel like there's like a little mutual like, ooh, 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 what's going on? Oh my gosh. Okay, moving on to what's going on. You guys remember George, WhatsApp boy George, who took ages to reply? Okay, the last time we spoke about this guy is when I sent alien makeup to a couple of people that I was crushing on at the time. You guys remember that? And a couple of you were like, Kit, why would you do that? But both of them responded in quite a comedic way. So please pass your judgment. Thank you very much. Anyway, George replies 2 weeks later with 3 love heart eye emojis. Let me breathe. I'm over, man. Like, what are you talking about? It takes you 2 weeks. What is the point in replying if you're just gonna send 3 love heart eye emojis? What is the point? What are we doing? Sorry, I had to scream. Randomly, he sends these emojis and I'm thinking, okay, well, what the hell is this? So then straight away, with no hesitation, I send 2 weeks later, because I'm like, 2 weeks later, it takes you 2 weeks to reply. 3, what's the point? Just leave it, diva. And then, oh, I'm so annoyed. It then takes him 3 days to reply to my other message saying 2 weeks later. He then replies, time flies. No, he's starting to take the piss, right? He was starting to like make fun out of me. Mind you, I'm sorry, I've got to put my foot down. My foot is now on my bed and it's down. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, do you, like, I'm not like, do you know who I am? But like, you're not all that, Miss Diva. What are we doing? You'd be lucky to have me. Not because I'm like hot or like, oh my God, I'm a model. But just because I think that I'm quite a nice person to be in a relationship with. Never been in a relationship, but I think I would be. And you're taking me for granted? Baby, you are at best a 7.5 out of 10. And you're taking 2 weeks to reply to me? I've had just about enough. 2.5 weeks to reply. And I said, now listen, he says, time flies. And I just said, ... George. Because I was just getting pissed off at this point. And he doesn't reply. So then I say, you have 10 minutes to reply, otherwise I'm blocking your number. It's getting serious now. Now, did I think, oh my God, he's going to reply so quick. He's going to be like, no, please don't block me. Don't block me. No, I don't mean it. I love you, Loki. Like, please don't block me. He doesn't reply. Oh. Oh, okay. And he kind of called my bluff because I was sitting there a couple minutes after the 10 minutes had passed. And I was like, do I block him? So I blocked him. I was like, I guess I need to keep my word. So now George is out of the picture. He's been eliminated from the KCCU and the SICU romance quarters. You have been cut off. George, sorry, babe. Time flies, I guess. Let's move on to another point, which is, agency. I have a sad story for you guys. Yes. This agency got in contact with me and they were like, hey, we'd love to sign you. And I was like, oh, okay, grand. They were like, hey, can you send over some photos of yourself and your measurements? I was like, yeah, no, sure, let's do it. They're like, okay, we'll get to the team. We'll get back to you. They haven't got back to me. It's been 2 weeks. And I sent a follow-up message and I was like, hey guys, just wanted to see, like, if you need more time, like, what do you think of me? Like, da-da-da. They left me on scene. Mind you, this agency came to me asking to sign me. Oh, I'm just over everything. I'm over everyone and over everything. A man taking 2 weeks to respond. And then obviously a man's running this scouting account for this agency and just leaves me on scene. I'm sorry. This is like serious to me. I'm so annoyed with the industry at hand, the modeling industry that would be, just pissing me off because why do you think that's okay to do? Leaving someone on scene is so unprofessional and disrespectful. And I know it's not that serious, it's just leaving someone on scene, like it's not that deep. All you have to say is, oh no, sorry, the team didn't want to sign you. And that's absolutely, girl, I don't care. It almost kind of pisses me off that they think I have this massive ego and that I can't take it. Of course, girl, I've been declined by like over 50 agencies in my life. I don't care. Just say, hey, we don't want to sign you. And that's absolutely fine. But when you leave someone on red, it like demeans them. It's like, you're not even worth a response from us. Now, however, if they do get back to me, I will be saying, of course, yes, I want to sign to you. Yeah. Yeah, of course I would. If they're like, oh my God, sorry, we didn't get back to you. Hey. Because I actually really like that agency. But it's just so weird. I just think I'm so over the disrespect. I'm over it. It's so unprofessional and so flop. And then they were posting all these people that they're signing. And I was like, diva, this ain't the tea. All these like straight white girls. I said, baby, tired, sloppy, boring. Sorry, that's so petty. They can't serve. They can't serve the way I do. I'm sorry. And sometimes you just have to say it. Anyway, let me move on. Diva, let me move on to the topic at hand today, which is the art of not delaying the now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, first of all, before we get into this topic, if you are watching over on YouTube, which by the way, please go and do so. It really means a lot to me when people support me over on YouTube. This is the first episode where I have my hair in front of my ears. This is incredibly serious to me because I always have my ear behind my ears. No, my hair behind my ears. Something is saying to me, Kit, put your hair forward. Just see what the girls think. So let me know. I don't know. Also, oh my gosh, sorry. I know we need to get into the topic, but however, comma. I was looking back at videos of my long hair. Sorry, who was going to tell me that my hair was actually long? I thought my hair at that time was so short. My hair was so long. Oh, I was looking back and I was pissed off. I was like, why did no one tell me? I thought my hair, me gaslighting myself as if I wasn't the problem. Also that I couldn't just look in the mirror and see that my hair was long. My hair was pretty long. It was like almost down to my nipple. And I remember being at the hairdresser's when I got my bob cut. And they're like, oh, big change. And I was like, no, it's not. Turns out, yeah, it was. I got like 8 inches off of my hair. That's a bit dramatic. But maybe it's not. I don't know. It probably was around like 8 inches. But I kind of had this like dysphoria. And I was like, no, my hair's like just a lob. So I'm now in the process of growing it out, maybe, question mark. I'm not sure. I can never really tell because I love the fantasy of having really long black hair is everything to me. But also I do think that this length of hair is kind of the vibe for Kit Costello. Anyways, let's get into the topic, which is the art of not delaying the now. Okay, so ironically, this is the episode topic that I was doing last week, and then I delayed it. So, don't know what that says about me. A lot of the time when I'm recording an episode of Self-Interrupted, especially like a topic like this, I'm trying to manifest. I come into the episode thinking the opposite of the episode title. So I'm someone that always delays the now, because I think in a way, it kind of is more comforting to everyone involved when I'm not like, oh my God, like I would never delay anything. I'm not a procrastinator at all. When I come into it and I'm like, Diva, I do the same thing, but let's see how we can work through this together. I think that's better. It's a nicer way to kind of introduce a topic. So I am someone that delays everything. We have a few subtopics to get through in this topic, which is romance, jobs and work, and leaving friendships and relationships. Mm-hmm. So I am someone that never pursues anything in a relationship setting. No, never. Unless it's a TikTok comment, of course, I'm going to say, can I marry you?
Yeah.
However, when it comes to a relationship, I always delay the now. There's the famous saying, if he wanted to, he would. No, he wouldn't, because I don't. There are people in my life that I have a crush on that I would never say anything to. And there have been situations where I probably should have, where someone says, I love you. When your crush says, I love you, and you've met a couple of times, you know that it's over. You know that it's just a code red. They're just friend zoning you, and that's okay. However, comma, I do sometimes think if I were to look back at certain times in my life, specifically past crushes that I've had, and just said, hey, listen, I have a crush on you. What do you think about me? I've had confirmation that some of my past crushes have had crushes on me as well.
Don't make me scream. Now these people are in relationships. Oh, okay.
If I had not delayed the now, I could have been in a nice relationship for at least a year now. When it comes to romantic relationships and romantic people in general in my life, the last thing I want to do is tell them, are you crazy? A lot of the time when I'm delaying something, it's because of the fear of rejection. We'll get into this when we talk about jobs, etc. When it comes to relationships, I don't think I've actually ever said to someone that I have a crush on them, unless it's someone that I know that I'm never going to meet. Someone on Bumble, for instance, or someone on Instagram, or someone on TikTok, and I say I love them. No, I say I want to marry them. Mm. Same thing. But if someone in my real life, like I was crushing on them, there's no way that I would ever kind of have the guts, Olivia Rodrigo 2023 release, to go up to them and be like, hey, listen, how the hell do you even do that, actually? How the hell do you even like, hey, so just wanted to run a few things by you. Your hair looks great. Your outfit's really cool. And also I have an undying crush on you. Just wanted to let you know. Winky face emoji. Like, how do you even go about saying that? Do you know what I mean? But I feel like a lot of the time when it comes to romance, it's not that deep. I think what actually makes it worse when it comes to romance is when someone knows you have a crush on them, but you're thinking you're being so coy about it. This has happened to me recently where I found out that someone knew that I had a crush on them and I thought I was being real slick. One of my friends was like, oh, you know, X, Y, and Z said that you had a crush on them when you thought you were being coy. And it literally made me cringe out of my skin. I was like, excuse me, they knew I had a crush on them. Are you joking? I remember when someone in sixth form had a crush on me. It was like a guy in the year above. And it was so obvious and it made me so uncomfortable. Now, however, if he had just come forward and been like, hey, Kit, listen, I have a crush on you. Do you want to be in a relationship? Yes or no? ? I would have been like, absolutely not, respectfully. And he would have had to move on. And that's what I think that sometimes I need to do. I need to just face a bit of rejection. Because in my life, I don't think I've faced enough rejection, so I'm scared of it. At the end of the day, rejection is just redirection. I did see a TikTok recently and it was like, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen? Someone says no. And I was like, oh, that's so true, Coded. Because there was a girl on TikTok recently that applied to Harvard as a joke, which by the way, I don't think is true. I don't think you apply to Harvard as a joke. You have studied your whole damn life to even come close to the prospect of Harvard being a college that you could attend. Imagine me, someone with two failed A-levels, being like, okay, I'm applying to Harvard as a joke. That's a joke. Someone that has straight A's, that is not applying as a joke. That's applying with possibility of getting into Harvard. Maybe let's be serious for a second. This diva applied to Harvard as a joke and she got in. Now, is this story based on lies? Possibly. But I think the moral of the story is when you go for something, there's only going to be two answers, yes or no. What's the deepest thing that could happen? Now, when it comes to romance relationships, for me right now, it's kind of tough because the person I may or may not have a crush on is, I don't want to say too much, but he's someone, okay? Someone that I see kind of regularly. Oh, okay. And the worst thing would be if I had a crush on him and I say, hey, listen, I have a crush on you. Do you want to go out on a date? He said no. My feet are curling at the idea of that. It's cringing me out. Because then you have to see him every single time your friends hang out. Oh, okay. See, oh God, this is not proven my point. We need to, no. We need to get back to the point of the episode, which is not delaying it now. No. Okay, so when it comes to asking someone out, let's come up with tips, okay? My tips would be to just ask them. Maybe ask a couple of friends around. Be like, hey, listen, do you think that so-and-so has a crush on me? If so, blink twice. I think when it comes to relationships, it can be the worst thing to do to delay the now, because baby, that person is not going to be single for the rest of your life. Let's just call it what it is. I mean, worst things worst, they say no, and then you can make a joke out of it, okay? That's the worst case scenario, Kittenators. If you ask, I'm also saying this to myself, if I ask this person out, if I'm like, hey, listen, do you want to go on a date? And they say no, you can then make a joke out of it. And it can be a joke in your friendship group that, you know, you two were going to go out and it was going to be this thing and then you didn't. I guess that's the worst thing that can happen, because if you're in a good, stable friendship group and you ask someone in said friendship group if they want to go on a date and they say no, you should be able to kind of like take the piss a bit. If it then turns into something where it's like, oh my God, like there's drama, Kit asked this person out and they said no, then you need to rethink your friendship group, because that is not a good friendship and a good environment to be around. Best case scenario, they say yes, you go on a date and then you start dating, or you go on a date and it doesn't work out. And that's fine as well. You need to think, in 5 years' time, will you care about this situation? I remember hearing Cher say that. She was like, baby, I just do stuff. And I think, in 5 years, will I think about this? Most of the time, it's no. And it's so true. When you're getting rejected from somewhere, from a certain job, and then 5 years' time, you've been in four other jobs, are you going to remember that job that you got declined from? Or are you going to remember the four or five jobs that you've been in since? Do you see what I'm saying? And it goes the same with like relationships and asking someone out. Will you remember that one time that someone rejected you? Or you remember those times within those 5 years that people have said, yes, oh my gosh, I really want to go on a date with you. I really like you too. Now, knowing me, within 5 years, no one's going to say that to me and I'm never going to have my first kiss. And that's okay. I don't care. Like, what are you talking about? Why are you putting that onto me? Like, I don't care. The question is, now I've had this pep talk with myself, would I ask this person out on a date? Absolutely not. Because I kind of want the rom-com fantasy. I want to be at someone's house. I want them to look me in the eyes and be like, hey, Kit, listen, I've been having this thought for a while now. You know, you're just so beautiful. You're just so incredible. You're just so talented. And I just think I'm nothing compared to you. But like, would you want to go on a date with someone like me? And I'd look and I'd be like, hey, listen, like, this is kind of insane vibes. Like, I was not expecting this from someone like you, but maybe something could come from this. And then we kiss. And then instantly a wedding arch is put up in the back garden. We're married. And then our kids run through the door. Like, that's what I kind of want. I don't want any of the in-between. I don't want us arguing as a couple. I don't want us getting engaged. I want us straight away married with kids. Maybe this is why I've never been in a relationship before. I don't know. But honestly, the last thing I want to do is ask this person out.
Ah! Shut up!
I'm not going to do it. But I would recommend you guys do it.
I don't know. Like, you do it and tell me how it goes.
I'm just giving you guys advice and I want to test it out on you. You guys are my guinea pigs. I'm like, hey guys, why don't you ask the person out in your life that's closest to you, see how it goes and get back to me. But I want them to ask me out. I'm tired of people not asking me out. Whatever happened to chivalry? Chivalry is dead, because why aren't you asking a polite little lady out? A polite little lady, I am 6'2". In my mind, I'm 5'7". 5'7½". Let's now talk not delaying the now when it comes to jobs/work. Okay, so recently, I didn't delay the now. Thank you so much for your round of applause. I really appreciate it, Kittenators. When was it? A couple of weeks ago, I told you guys I went to those modeling agencies. I did walk-ins and everyone said no to me. Oh, it was great. It was such a day of self-healing. I loved it. It was so much fun to be declined by all the agencies that I actually really wanted to sign to. It was a great day for me and my self-confidence. But that was the worst thing that could have happened. Everyone said no. And they did. And I just kept on walking. I kept it pushing and I came home. It wasn't that deep. And I think that is the moral of the story, that at the end of the day, it is not actually that deep. Again, back to that Cher quote, 5 years' time, will you care about this? I know I won't. I'll probably be looking back at those agencies like I already am. And I'm thinking, oh, girl, they could never. They could never have me. As if I didn't go in there wanting them. I'm now like, oh, they could never. That's how delusional you have to be. You have to be delusional. In a little way, you have to be slightly delusional. When you're applying to some jobs, a lot of the time I am delusional when it comes to like modeling agencies, because I'm slightly insecure, slightly being, you know, very insecure. A lot of the time I'm applying to these agencies and I'm like, oh, they probably don't want to sign me. But you have to be delusional. You have to go into it thinking, oh no, they do want to sign me. Because a lot of the time when I am delaying it now, it's because, especially with like modeling and agencies and stuff, when it comes to my work, I don't want to apply to agencies at a certain time because I don't think that I look the best I could look. I don't think that I have the best outfit for my Polaroids that I need to take. I don't think that my hair is good enough. I think I need a haircut. I think I need a new outfit. Do you see what I mean? There are so many keys to me delaying the now that it comes to a point where I've procrastinated so much that I'm just like, oh, so what's the point? Let's just delay it another week or two. That's not going to harm anything or anyone. Let's just do that. You just need to go straight into the deep end. Otherwise, you don't. If you're the character that I am, I just don't do anything because something always comes up. Diva, take the photos and go. That's what I did in that day where I went to those modeling agencies. I woke up, I felt really good about myself, but I had planned to go and see modeling agencies that Friday, and it was currently a Wednesday. But I said to myself, Kit, listen, do you feel good about yourself right now? It's kind of rare that I feel good about myself enough to go to modeling agencies. So I said, girl, get up and go to modeling agencies and just see what they have to say. Now I went and I did that and I got declined. I went to the agency that I wanted to get signed to the most and they declined me. So that was kind of the worst situation for me. Now, for me, it's about finding other agencies that I can apply to. But if I'm going to be completely honest with you, I am putting it off. There comes a point where you have to realize that a lot of the work has to come from within, because the reason why I don't go out and seek relationships, or I don't go out and seek opportunities in the modeling industry, is because I'm very insecure. I don't think I'm good enough to be in a relationship. I don't think I'm hot enough. I think I'm complicated as a person. And then when it comes to modeling, I'm like, oh, well, there are so many other people out there that are better than me. But I don't think you can achieve anything with that mindset, which is why, for me, manifesting means convincing yourself that you're good enough, so that you can put forward that energy to people around you, kind of giving them the you're lucky to be around me energy, which is what I like to put forward, not in like a narcissistic way, but just in like a self-confidence way. I think it's really important to put forward that energy so that people around you just respect you. I think when it comes to work, it doesn't even necessarily have to do with joining somewhere, joining a new job, joining a new agency. It can also be leaving. I feel like putting off leaving is actually worse than putting off joining. I remember when I've tried to leave agencies before, it's such a battle in my head because there is that self-confidence that's very low, and I think, oh, I'm never going to get another job, I'm never going to get another agency. Is anyone actually going to want me? Am I actually good? Did they just take me on as a pity take on? Do they actually believe in me? All of these things go through my head, so I always put off leaving an agency because I don't believe in myself enough. But this year, divas, we are believing in ourselves. If we've got a job one place, you can get a job in another place, diva. There's not enough time in your life to just be complacent. There isn't. When it comes to leaving friendships / relationships, I am someone that, I don't know, I think there's a balance with me. I think I can sometimes be quite cold when cutting off people. I haven't done it in a while, but like, I'm not proud of it. But I think there are sometimes situations where there's no other option but to cut someone off very bluntly, in my opinion, specifically with like toxic friends. Sometimes if you give them options, if you give them, you know, the reasons, they almost like manipulate it and twist it either to go back onto you or to say that they will change, when you know damn well that they're probably not going to change. So for me, sometimes cutting those people off was the best option and has been. When there's people that you can see are putting in energy to other people, but they're not putting that into you, it does make you feel less than. And I don't like that. And I don't like feeling like that. And I do believe that there comes a point where you really need to put yourself first and you need to think, okay, listen, let's be real, let's be honest with ourselves for a second. Is this person adding to my life? Damn, that's so true. Is this person actually giving me anything other than worrying that I've done something? You don't have to cut them off. You don't have to make it this big dramatic thing, but just don't worry about it. Move on. And if they don't notice, that's fine. You've ended that friendship. They've ended that friendship even. You've moved on and that's okay. Ending friendships, ending relationships can be very hard, but if it's the necessary thing to do, baby, do it. I don't want to make excuses for people anymore. If someone's disrespecting me, my time and my energy, I don't want to put in time and energy into those people, because why should I like pick up the energy that you've taken from me and put it into you? Ugh, no. In conclusion, a lot of the time we delay the now due to comfortability. We want to feel comfortable. We want to feel safe. This year, we want to step out of the safe zone. We want to start embracing the now and stop delaying it. The worst thing that could happen is you're going to get rejected, and that's okay. Rejection is redirection. And like I've been saying, in 5 years' time, will you care about this thing that you got rejected from, most likely you won't. So that, I think, is the conclusion of this episode. I hope you have enjoyed. Before you do leave, thank you so much for asking. I do have the recommendation of the week. Yes, of course I do. Which, let me think about it, is Wish You Were Sober by Conan Gray. This song, oh yeah, no, that's Pop Perfection. This is off of his debut album, Kid Crow. Love it. I have been listening to this so much recently. It was my song of 2020, and it's kind of becoming the song of 2024 for me. It's just so like, oh, I love it when a chorus rhymes perfectly. Love it. Not too crazy. The lyrics aren't too poetic. It's very straightforward. But I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Self Interrupted with Kit Costello. If you have, please make sure to rate the episode. We do have a goal this season of reaching 250 star reviews over on Spotify. So please, if you haven't already, give the episode a star review. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast over on YouTube, please go ahead and do so now. It would mean a lot to me. It's the first link in the description. You can watch video episodes over there and bonus content. You can follow the podcast over on TikTok and Instagram at Self Interrupted Pod. You can follow me personally on TikTok and Instagram at kit.costello. But other than that, I'm sending you so much love. As always, Kit.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.